Drop the things at the egg yolk corner.
Are we having your corner? Yeah, are we having
Make your corner.
Why?
Because.
Did we not make a rule about, make sure you include this on the edit.
I'm pretty sure they're gonna veto it.
Did we not make a rule about the new people joining the podcast having to do egg yolk?
That is true. Alright, now she's got me. All the new guys.
Okay.
What new people?
You new people!
Exactly.
That was egg yolk.
Wake up! Take it up!
So what? Put it back
up! It's January 25th, 12:39 KST, right in the middle of the night. I'm here with six other people, or should I say five? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, in fact, we have with me here, our very own SNSD Korean staff for this event, Soshi Cast. Let's introduce all of them right now, starting with Dretek. Darren.
Get in my car. And by the way, it's eight people.
Eight people. Yeah. I fail at math. Anyway, we also have May, who's all the way from Korea.
Not from Korea, bro. From Cali. Hey, what's up? This is SK's very own Korea field correspondent, Maniac.
And moving on, we have Mike, our survivor from the floods. Let's give him a hand, everybody.
Hey, this is Mikichi, SKE's latest rookie.
And following up, one half of the Green Bananas couple, it's Lawrence Green Tea.
Suck from Canada.
And we have the other half, Anna.
Hey, it's Anna Bananas from the blog.
And moving on, we have Minchok.
It's Minchok, and it's Nat. Hey.
And finally, we have our mystery guest for today. Try guessing his voice.
Hey, this is Banso, hitting you up from Vancouver.
Yeah, no one knows who you are, mate.
You're the recursive one.
Nobody visits.
I'm the guest.
Nobody visits.
Nobody but
he's
you.
He's the boss.
So let's welcome
our guest for
today.
Podcast, and I'm already crying.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's start and move on to today's topic. First of all, I think you guys must be interested in this. Last week, Visual Dreams MV finally released officially on the SM Entertainment channel. What do you think about that?
Love it. That's pretty much how I can sum it up. I mean, it's not... A lot of people say that, you know, Intel might have been phoning it back, holding it back because they didn't put enough money into it. What people don't realize is that Intel being a worldwide company, that doesn't mean the promotion itself was a worldwide promotion. It was only in Korea. Therefore, it was only Korea's Intel company that put any money into it. And it's nowhere near as powerful as, you know, the head branch in USA. So, I mean, it was simple and it was, you know, it was just very brilliant concept to just draw attention to our girls.
Well, people have been saying that the song has absolutely no relation at all to Intel. Any comments on that?
Promotions are promotions. You don't need... There is really no, you know, I can argue the same thing that Intel do really put their own spin on it, because the lyrics that signify core, which is Intel's main draw with when it comes to computer systems, you know, it's always touted as Intel core, Intel dual core, Intel quad core. I mean, you know, it's smack bang there, and it's just people are unwilling to look at the obvious. Of it.
Well, besides Intel Visual Dreams, we have someone from our team here who has been to the Intel conference. And hey, she's none other than May herself.
Woo!
So May, tell us, what do you think?
Okay, well, going back to what you were just saying, the Visual Dreams thing, guys, the lyrics. I'm pretty sure most of you guys read the translated version of the lyrics. do you guys think that's a little unlike Soshi, or... It actually matches their more mature image, their up-and-coming image, now that they're all getting older.
Whether or not it does or doesn't, the fact is that they've never had a choice.
Well, it's probably it probably depends on how dirty your minds are. I mean, like, May and Dread, like,
Hey, come on, hey, we're all adults. Like, most of us here, like, I must say that most of us are adults here. And if you take a look at the, if you take a look at the post itself, I argued so much with the chatters there whose minds are so warped by, you know, of thinking these things so easily. It's just that it really depends on how you look at it. I mean, if you want to argue that these lyrics are really, like, bad, I can just point you to, Boyfriend. Like, seriously, I point you to Boyfriend and get you to shut the hell up. Because seriously, it's nothing, like, there's nothing more provocative than that song. So if you want to use that argument, it's really not going to help. And the fact is that if I, a 21-year-old, can look at these lyrics and think something completely different from what is actually suggested in, you know, pop culture, anyone else can do it, but it just depends on how you look at it. It's like, are you mature enough to look past it? Are you mature enough to overlook it, rather than staying as a goddamn 16-year-old and thinking along those lines forevermore?
Oi, hang up. Did you just say a goddamn 16-year-old?
Well, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying anyone with that sort of mindset.
Stuff happens.
Come on, when you're 16, that's all you think about at that point.
Well, the thing about that is that, you know, people are caught up in, you know, when they're into the new world era kind of thing. You know, the girls are growing up. That's a fact, right? I mean, as the girls grew up, their style, song, lyrics are going to change, right? And some people are just caught up in the... Right when, what, like 2008, when they're stuck into a new world and, oh, you know, the kiddie kind of songs where it's, like, really happy, which is fine, right? But, you know, they're going to want to do something else, so.
But I reckon the thing is, right, like, the lyrics changed, like, the lyrics could be taken a different way, but if you think about it, it's not as if they're actually doing anything, like, dodgy in the actual MV or something like that. It's not even part of their concept to be, like, sexually suggestive or anything like that. If like, you look at some of the Western pop culture music videos and all that kind of things.
Brown-eyed girls.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
If they're already getting so riled up about this, they are not going to be looking forward to anything of their next sort of mature genre, because this is going to happen and it's not going to stop. I mean, you know, down the bottom of the line, this sort of stuff, it draws attention and it draws crowds. There's no
stopping
it. It sells, yes.
Exactly. So moving on from the song and the MV-wise, I could say it's pretty edgy for this time. But most importantly, May, your trip to the Intel conference. How was it like?
Oh, man. Okay, well, quick shout-out to Socified. They definitely hooked their fans up. Did any of you guys go to the LA meetup? Oh, wait, never mind.
I did. No one's from LA.
Just jokes.
I
did you
went.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure you were joking.
Did you
I
really?
I went with Ferrero.
Oh, okay. Well, how was
LA,
that?
LA, or SM Town. It was awesome.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Are you even talking about that, or was it the LA meetup that happened after SM Town?
Oh, not the LA meetup, my bad.
Yeah, I'll see, yeah. Different, oh. Different tangents.
Okay, well, for SM Town, you got that pink shirt, right?
Yes.
Okay, because... Tell me why when we had our meetup, Soy and them were like, oh, here, you guys get shirts too. And I didn't look at it until I got home and it says LA meetup. I'm like, what? Live? This is a lie. Okay, so the meetup was in Seoul and it was a really little cafe. And initially it was just supposed to be like 10 people according to the email. You know how when you send like a mass email out to everyone, you can count how many people. But when I went in, there was, like, 35 people, and I was like, what the hell is this? So I'm not going to lie. I walked in like a G. I had my sunglasses on and, like, my fur-lined hoodie on. And I walked in, and everyone was just like, who is this biznatch, right? And so I came up to me, and I was like, oh, hey, I'm Soy, the founder, blah, blah, blah. And I had actually contacted Soy, like, the week leading up to it, and I told her, like, yeah, actually, I'll take you and the staffers from Socified out for coffee or whatever, because SNSC Korean really appreciates what you guys do. Nudge, nudge, guys. So when I told her, oh, hey, I'm from SNSC Korean, like, all these 35 people were looking at me like, So, yeah, we got our name out there a little bit, guys. But basically, they did a they gave out a lot of stuff. Like, I got the Intel poster and a Run Double Run poster and a bunch of, like, really high-quality photographs of the girls. And this really cute calendar. Did they give you guys a calendar at the SM Town, Lauren?
No.
Oh, they didn't? What else?
Just shirts and light sticks.
Hey, May.
What's up?
Sharing's caring.
Send some to us when you're done. But May,
you wanna proposition her on, like, recording as well? Great.
May, the question is, were they autographed?
Okay, well, the next thing was, they had 9 Intel cups of each girl. Every girl signed 1 cup. Actually, there was 10. I think Taeyeon signed 2 of them. And they did a raffle. And Soy picked out the first one, first name, and she actually picked her own out. So it was like, it was pretty funny. We were just all like, okay. She picked Yuri, right? And I, the next one they pulled out was mine. And I was like, oh, crap. I really didn't expect this. Like, now that I think about it, I should have probably pulled out somebody else's. No offense to whose I pulled out, which I will tell you in a second. But I wanted Hyoyeon's, right? My favorite member, Hyoyeon. And I was all, like, giddy and... I'm gonna cuss. I was all giddy and shit. And someone was recording this on their high DSLR camera. But I was so happy, and I was like, hell yeah, Hyoyeon! And I did a freaking dance break. I, like, literally, like, roboted myself all the way to the table and got that freaking cup.
Smooth.
I don't know if it's posted anywhere, but I didn't even know, because the music video hadn't come out yet, so everyone doesn't, except for the trailer. The trailer came out, and I completely forgot they did the robot, but I completely did the Visual Dreams robot all the way to the table and got my cup. And then,
if this gets on 4chan, May, if this gets on 4chan, we will see a new meme tomorrow, right on the screen.
If this is going viral, you are screwed.
No, so no, I'm not. We will just.
But SNSD3N will be popular.
Exactly.
It doesn't change the fact that May will be screwed.
I mean, come to think of it.
Well, that's why she's a scapegoat.
Yep,
scapegoat. Come to think of it, the biggest meme on the internet right now is booty, 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 booty.
What?
So don't go there.
Which brings us to the country which Giga Pudding was made from. Well, basically, the meme Giga Pudding was from, well, Japan itself, which also happens to be the country which is hosting SM Town Live later on the 25th and 26th.
Hopefully you'll all be listening to this possibly as that's going live, because this needs to be edited. But yeah, we'll do our best.
Exactly. Anyone planning to go there?
To say, that was an awesome segue.
Yeah, that was really well done. That was really well done.
And anyway, besides SM Town Live in Tokyo, we also have something closer back to their home, which will be the Seoul Music Award that has been awarded to Soshi.
Yeah, it's not actually to do with the music awards in general. I would just like to point this out as something to talk about, because this is our podcast, I can say whatever I want. But anyways, if you all recall Taeyeon hosting or you know, being a joint host for the show Win Win in Korea, I recall the male host, his name escapes me.
Woo Young.
No, the older one.
Oh.
Not the one from 2 p.m. Yeah, I have no idea either. But moving on, he said that SNSD had already hit their peak, and that he thought that they were going to slowly have their, you know, their sort of their descend, because he thought that they have already hit their maximum level. I think that the end of 2010 and what's to come in 2011 is proving that Soshi is in no way slowing down, and in fact, I really don't think that they've hit their peak yet.
When did he say that?
Episode 11. I think it was episode 11. It was during while Win Win was airing. I don't have the exact date of the episode on me at the moment, but I think it was
the episode when the girls made the appearance.
Yes, when all 9 girls were there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I remember seeing that. Yeah, no. There's no way they've reached their peak yet. I mean, if this is just the beginning. Yeah, think about it. The girls have only entered Japan, so they haven't even spread, you know, to outside of Asia yet, and that's still coming, yeah? So there's no way that they've reached their peak.
I think, for me, they've hit their biggest surge. I mean, they've grown so much that I think, yeah, I agree if you say that SNSDU has hit their biggest surge in popularity, but I don't think that they've hit their peak. There's a difference.
But even their surge, I don't think, you know, they can still become...
To be honest, they're beloved in Korea. I think that's the most that you can ask for.
Yeah, I mean, they're the nation's group at the moment, but... Yeah,
that's
still...
why I think most importantly for most bands and even for sports teams as well, you have home support.
Exactly, that's what's most.
Yep.
I mean Japan support could bottom out tomorrow and it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter one bit.
All that matters is for the home to support them. I think if we remember what happened to Wonder Girls, they were really hot in USA, they were really hot in Japan, and when they tried to make a momentary return back to the Korean industry last year with two different tiers, it was really a big disappointment for them because, you know, even after 3 weeks of promotions, they failed to hit number one. So I think this goes on to show that home support for our girls is the most essential, no matter what happens. And I'm sure we'll be supporting them.
Yeah. I guess SM really knows that the Korean fans are really important. That's why they just suddenly came back with food and stuff. Just like as Seon started to miss them, they just hit us with the surprise. And it, like, kept the... pink wave crazy.
They keep them active, very active.
Yeah.
Which is...
You guys... Oh, go ahead.
Which can be argued to be either a good thing or a bad thing, depending on how overworked our girls are. But, you know, SM know how to bloody work their promotions.
Well,
okay, well,
they
you know
do.
How... Sorry, bro. You know how you're saying that SM just hits the fans with, like, a new song and stuff? Do you guys ever notice the little subtle hints that the girls give us that something new is coming? I don't know if you guys ever noticed it. But I remember seeing Hyoyeon do the robot dance when I think RDR came out. But I had, you know, no one had any idea that it was going to be Visual Dreams or Hoot. I know there was like a hint drop for Hoot too. And they do it in their UFO replies. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but they really do.
Yeah, there was a hint drop for RDR as well.
Yeah, there was a...
The old performances, blindingly obvious.
There was definitely a Hoot, like a speculation for Hoot when they did our... when they did an RDR performance at one of the concerts or one of the live performances. I remember Yuri breaking out and arrow shooting something, but this was way before Hoot began. Yeah, they love to throw in those teasers, those surprises.
I'm not willing to bet that SME didn't think of that, though. I'm pretty sure that if that did happen, the higher-ups would have, you know, I think they know about it very well.
Well, and speaking of the higher rungs, as we move on to Japan, Run Devil Run will be performed on the 28th of January. That's on the Japanese show Music Station. Now, I just have a little question for you guys here, based on Music Station and Japanese songs. All this while, ever since the girls have broached into the Japanese industry, they've been doing Japanese remakes of their original Korean songs. But have we actually seen any original Japanese songs? The answer is no. So what do you guys think about that?
Okay, well, we get this a lot on the blog, a whole hell of a lot. People arguing left and right about why Soshi haven't come out with an original song. I don't know if you realize, but doing an original song takes a lot of goddamn time. And if you give them the time to do an original song, I don't think you'd be expecting an original song from when they started remaking their first Japanese single. I think you'd expect an original song right about now. It takes that long. And the fact is that you have to get in new music artists, new writers, new lyricists to create these new songs. Contract deals come into play and also all that jazz. Remaking songs was just the simplest, most time well done thing that they could do alongside Korean promotion. If they were doing an original Japanese song, they would have absolutely none of the airtime that they would have in other stuff. And you just gotta understand that original songs, they don't click up just like that as easily as a remake can be done. A remake is very, very simple. All you need is the rights, which SME already have with the original music producers, and you just need a new lyricist in there. That's it.
And it's not just that, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And these songs, you know, the statistics, they're still extremely...
I think the fact is that if you take a look at their track record, the first one did so well, they just kept doing it. And people are complaining why they keep remaking it. It's because you all keep buying it.
You all keep buying it.
So if SME is finding a huge profit margin from this, why should they stop?
I think SME will probably...
Oh, yeah, go ahead now.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say that the songs, even though they're remakes, they're still extremely popular in Japan. So yeah, there's no need for them to at the moment while they're
it's popular. It's fine if the Korean fans don't like it, because it's, although you know you're gonna keep track of them and everything, this down to the core is for the Japanese market.
If
they love it, you can't do anything about it.
I think SM won't be so stupid to not like eventually release a official Japanese song. I think it's just in the making. I think they're just testing the market with all the remakes first.
Yeah, definitely.
And then eventually something
like that. Either that or they're milking this very, very, very heavy cash cow.
True.
Because it's doing so well to begin with. There is no reason to stop. I'd call them stupid to stop from a marketing point of view, from a business point of view, because it is doing so well in a foreign market. This it doesn't happen often.
Yeah, and even with Run Devil Run, it has just been released as a ringtone, but it's still hit number one. So you can, you know, it just proves that regardless of whether or not it was a remake, it's still a popular song. So yeah, I don't know why people are so angry over, you know, the SM just releasing remakes and not original songs.
Well, I feel that SM should take their own time, and what they're doing right now is they're just trying to have all these remakes so that there's a certain relatable aspect of the girls in terms of their songs and their image, and they just want to reposition themselves and sort of try to rebrand, but in using Japanese as another form of rebranding, with a sense of familiar sense of them, so that you know,
familiarity.
Familiarity. What am I talking about? Yeah, familiarity. That word just didn't come to me. I think it's all about making the fans feel at home, because if they were to just come out with, you know, new concepts and everything solely for the purpose of Japanese promotions, then I feel that other fans, international fans, even fans in Korea, might not relate to them as well as they would if they were to do remakes of original Korean songs in the first place.
I think it's more got, right now it's more got to do with their time that they have. They're splitting out Soshi to do so many different things that there's just no time to put effort into a new original song for two different markets as well. I'm sure that they are right now working on a new Korean one. Like, there is no way that that's not happening.
Do you guys have any predictions of how the new music video will be, or like any disappointments with the Korean video that you hope will come out on the Japanese one? Like, looking back on the G and the Genie videos?
You mean how they're not so much different from the original?
Yeah, well, do you think they're gonna dress them up? You know what I'm hoping that they won't do? That they won't put them in, like, crazy Japanese goth-style black outfits?
What, like tracks?
the punk rock
like that.
Style.
I'll just die if they come out looking all gothic.
Yeah.
Well, certainly, let's just hope that this thing will be a huge success for them no matter what. And, well, I'm pretty sure that, you know, reception will be as good, if not better, compared to G and even Genie. So let's see how that goes on the Oricon charts, all right? Well, speaking of Oricon, the song chart that we're talking about in Japan, we're going for a short song break. But before that, I just want to hear from, May herself. I just want to hear from you. What news do you see right now in Korea with regards to their promotions? Is there any sort of, like, you know, news that's been come out physically in Korea about their Japanese promotions, not just online?
Gosh, you know what? To be honest, as far as just Soshi news in general goes, the K-Sons are on it. Every time we ourselves, the SKE, look up things to report on, those guys are straight up on it. Main websites they use here are Naver and Dom, and I've seen articles that have been posting about stuff about Soshi maybe 3 or 4 days after the event, but someone's, like, K-Sons have reported it, like, on the dot, and we already reported on the dot. As far as Japanese promotions go, though, not so much. I don't know, Korea and Japan are just kind of like oil and water here. Korea doesn't want to talk about Japan, so yeah, I'm just leaving it at that.
We're going for a short song break, but coming up we'll have much more blog news as well as our very own Aegyo Corner. And coming up, Norebang.
And welcome back to the second half of the SoshiCast. That was Visual Dreams. You may notice that it is now DreadTech that's doing the hosting. DX had to step out for a little bit for some important business, so I'm hoping that I can carry the mantle as of now. So moving on to blog news. Not much happening on the blog in terms of new updates and all that. Our anniversary is coming up. I'll get into that a little bit later. Sweet Potato episode 41 has just been updated on our blog. From what May is saying, because it's just been updated by me, I haven't seen it. But May, can you give us a quick rundown of what the episode's about?
Yes, our beloved Sweet Potato couple is frolicking on the beach of Haeundae, I think. And then they go and meet up some friends of Yonghwan.
Awesome. Also hearing rumors and news, I think it's news right now, that they will be doing a joint WGM with Kuntoria, which is the Victoria from F of X and Nikun from 2PM. I think they will be doing a joint episode or something or other that will integrate within each other for We Got Married. Now, moving on to the subject of SKE's big third year anniversary. Woo! Everyone! Woo! It's a third anniversary! I'm sure Cindy is so proud of us, our little family. She says so much that she never expected for her blog to rise up as much as it did, and it's just great to see, and it's great to be part of this community. You guys as well, you guys that are listening, you guys that comment, you know, it's really great to see you guys really trying to contribute, and also, you know, staying with our blog, because this is why we do it. It's for you guys. For the third year anniversary, although we cannot reveal anything, we have some major, 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 big, big, big stuff going on. Keep your eyes peeled. We will be releasing hints and clues whatsoever, but on that big day, you will not believe your eyes, ears, and your five senses. You will not believe what you are seeing, hearing, tasting, or touching, or smelling. It's going to be amazing.
Touching?
Shut up!
Because apparently we can smell it.
They are going to be so amazed that they're going to be starting to touch the computer screen. No, like start smelling the computer.
Now they got smell-o-vision.
Exactly. It's going to be that groundbreaking. It is going to be huge. Huge, huge, huge,
That's
huge.
That's what she said.
And a shower.
If you have been wondering, it has got something to do with the new column on our blog that says secret. If you see, like, DreadTech has posted on secret, that's what it means. Find out on our anniversary, because we won't be saying anything on here. But it is huge. Okay, moving on. That's all we've got for blog news. It's blog updates, it's been very slow. We've just been all stacked up with actual news, so that's always... We've been updating like crazy the last couple of weeks. It's really helped us when we got some new people on the board. You know, thanks to Mike, Nat, Plot Bunny. Am I missing anyone else? I'm missing someone, aren't I? Jane. Yes, Jane. But... Jane's not actually a writer. She is being used for something else. Also got to do with a big, 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 big secret, but we cannot say anything. Also, Jay. Yeah, big props to him as well. He was the last person to join us. You will not see any of his posts because he doesn't do posts. He's also part of the secret group as well. Stay tuned. All right, now on to some more fun stuff to close off this wonderful episode of SoshiCast. It is, yes, you're thinking it, we're all arguing about it, the long-awaited Egg Yolk Corner! Woo! Okay, May, you want to take the reins on this Egg Yolk Corner since you want this to happen so badly?
Whoa, what are you implying, that I go
first? I'm implying that you really want this to happen.
Okay, fine. Okay, we'll go first with our person who keeps on cutting out on us. Didn't think you were going to get away with this, did you, huh? Anna, please, show a little bit of your egg yolk, please.
Oppa, 사랑해요.
Oh, oh,
wow. That was it.
Mike.
Nona, 내게 예쁘지.
Aww. Okay, Nat.
I'm still laughing.
Still laughing.
Okay, I'm gonna use the high-pitched voice. You want the high-pitched voice?
Yep. Go. I'm gonna turn my volume down.
Whichever
Go.
You want.
All right, it's gonna be really nice. You're gonna love it. Okay, hold up.
Joy!
Oh, God, what did I just hear?
Yeah, you like that?
Oh, I don't like that. Well done, though. Bam. Well done.
Nat. Yeah, it's like saying bagel.
Yeah, don't
think. Okay, hang on.
Papa, sorry. I thought that was part of it.
Oh, Christ!
Wow.
And you say you do not have egg yolk. That
was so ew.
Okay, GT.
Oh, God!
Oh, my gosh.
Bam!
But you listeners, that was actually GT.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was him.
Wow, was I thought we let Pikachu in here for like a second. Wow.
Yeah.
Alright, VP, go, your turn.
Alright, since you guys want me to so badly, I will do something very, very old. This is back when Sunny did her MTV throwback. And hold on onto your chairs, because this is going to be awesome. Just give me a few seconds.
배고파요, 배고파요.
And you're blocked.
Done! Alright, I think that's going to be it for this jam-packed SoshiCast. Thank you to everyone who rocked up and stuck around. We've been having some really big, big, big technical problems, and we've gone way, way, way over time with our actual practice session, although the actual recording session is not going to be as long, but promise you that we have taken very, very long to actually get this set up. So, to all of you, and on behalf of all of us, thank you.